It's the House of Mimosa podcast. In today's episode, we talk about the end of summer, rage quitting that horrible job, and more. But first up, we've got Foxes with one of her latest singles, Body Talk. Hi guys, I'm Travis.
And I'm Michelle.
And you're listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast. Welcome. It's been a couple weeks. We've been on hiatus from actually recording the podcast. And we're getting
lots
back.
Lots of life stuff going on.
Lots of life stuff going on. The end of summer. Ugh. Lots of performances and DJ gigs and things going really, really well. Especially the... I don't know if I can't talk about it yet, but
yeah,
I have some exciting things. We have some exciting things in the works that we can't wait to share with you guys. So stay tuned.
Oh my God, we're like those YouTubers. We're working on a secret project, but we can't tell you what it is yet.
Oh, do they do that?
All the time. It drives people nuts.
Oh.
But it's fine.
Yeah, all right. Well, we really are working on a secret project.
Or are we? Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I can tell you that we've been working with the fabulous Sherry Vine on a project with her that I'm really, really excited about. And
she's so sweet.
She's really, really, really nice. And speaking of Sherry Vine, not only have we been meeting with her, but we ran into her at Jackie Beat's show.
The fabulous, legendary Jackie Beat.
The legendary Jackie Beat, who is so fantastic. You know how I feel about both Sherry Vine and Jackie Beat? Is if you've never seen them live, you have to see them live, because their videos on YouTube, to me, don't do them justice.
Not at all.
I think their voices are so great live. They're so hysterical. I mean, Jackie Beat may be, in my opinion, one of the funniest comics out there right now.
Yeah.
Like, I laugh at her like I laugh at Amy Schumer.
You do. You love her.
I do. I just think she's very quick-witted and you know, she has a lot of, like, potty humor, but it's not, like, to me, it's, like, smart humor.
It's not disgusting and vulgar.
Right.
It just, it adds to the comedy.
Yes.
It doesn't make it cheap.
Yes, I agree with
it's
that.
It's not
I agree.
Just all about fart jokes.
Yeah. Well, and I'm, like, so hard to please when it comes to...
You?
Entertainment.
Weird.
Yeah. Especially drag entertainment. I don't know if it's because, you know, I do comedy and drag for a living, but, like, I just can't. How many times we go spend so much money at the Lori Beachman to see some of the best drag stars come through the city, and I'm usually so disappointed.
Yeah, they're not great. But I think with Jackie especially, it was my first time seeing her, and when you're watching the stage, you don't see a drag queen, you just see an entertainer. Like, it surpasses
yeah.
that. It's
yeah,
not
you don't
about
even think
that
about
anymore.
Her being in drag.
Right.
You don't think about that. Yeah. Yeah. That's
she's just hysterical.
That's totally true. Well, look who it is!
Hey,
I feel like we're caught.
Oh,
Steven, well, everybody,
hello.
Steven,
it's
everybody.
Me, Steven. Hi, guys.
Well, we were just welcoming everybody back, and we told everyone that we've been on hiatus from recording for a
That's
few weeks.
Right.
This is actually an intervention.
Yeah, actually.
So we're
Steven.
So glad you're back.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Because
we
have something very serious to
discuss.
As I have a new beverage in my
put
hand.
Put that beverage down. Put that beverage on. No, so we were just talking about summer and everything we got going
on.
Oh,
gosh,
and,
what was going on this summer?
Yeah, we're busy. I told everybody we have exciting news, but we're not sharing it yet.
Yep, can't share anything yet.
But what else going on? Well, Michelle has some big news. Michelle rage quit at her horrible job.
I did.
So can we talk about it without saying where you work? Have we
yeah.
ever talked about
yeah.
where you worked? I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. I think I've been pretty discreet because I didn't want them to know my disdain for them.
Right. Well, Michelle worked in retail,
yes.
a retail specialty.
We'll say this. I used to work for one kind of mouse at Disney, and I worked for a different kind of mouse in my previous current
All right.
job.
Are you
okay.
Joking? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I understand.
That makes sense. That
okay.
makes sense.
All right. So, but retail.
Retail.
Which, I mean, I think a lot of retail jobs are work.
Absolutely.
Like, you know.
It takes a certain kind of person
yeah.
to
yeah.
do retail.
See, like, I'm the type of person I can't do retail. I can't do it.
See, and I loved it.
I don't
so,
like it. I can't. I preferred serving tables.
And I didn't.
As opposed to retail. It was too slow for me.
Yeah.
I like the fast-paced service industry.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in the service industry anymore, but... when I was doing it, I preferred that to retail.
You may have liked it if it was a fast-paced retail environment. Because
yes.
I wonder...
Well, I don't mind helping people in customer service and all that jazz.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't like the stand around, fold a t-shirt.
No, either
everything
do I.
has to look this way or that way.
That was the part I don't like.
Yeah.
But I like the management, I like the, you know,
yeah.
helping guests and
right.
that stuff.
Dealing with the people can be great and horrible at the same time. But my liking of retail is more of the back end.
Yeah.
Like, I worked for Disney for, like, 7 years, and I've done, like, every job possible. So I worked with the customers, I did the money, and when I ended with Disney, I was doing back of house, like, stock room and ordering and inventory
control.
That
was still at Disney, right?
That was all at Disney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain now, I realize, is more analytical with inventory control.
Uh-huh.
So when I got my new job, and in the title was inventory manager, I was like, yes! Fantastic!
But that's not what you're doing at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
There were too many other things that you had to do.
Well, there's no... Anyone who's ever worked retail knows there's budgeted hours and, you know, they only staff according. They don't want to go over budget. So when it's just me and one other person consistently on the floor with many customers to be helped, very little inventory can get done.
Right.
And you're thrown into doing just managerial work.
I was a glorified babysitter / cashier.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So... And, you know, everyone started quitting
well,
or
you worked,
getting fired.
Well, we should say that you worked in a situation where it was, like, not very well managed. There was no sort of, like, sense of team.
There was no teamwork at
yeah.
all. But that happens sometimes in retail. Everywhere I've ever worked, it's always kind of been like, all right, guys, we got to pull together for these people. Like, our manager's relying if we do a good job, so let's all band together and... get
right.
our manager where she needs to be so that we can all be there, too.
Exactly.
Nobody cared about our manager. Because she was horrible and not present.
Right.
And that's bad, because then the whole thing falls apart.
So how do you... rage quitting.
Rage quitting.
How did you... I mean, you kept yourself from rage quitting.
I did.
I know you texted me a few times, like, sweet mother of God, talk me off this ledge.
I wanted to throw fixtures over and scream on the top of my lungs and call somebody, tell them who their mother was.
Ooh, you had a Patti LuPone moment.
I literally had a moment where I stood on the floor and the phone is ringing and this customer needs help in this section, this customer needs help with this section, and the one other employee on the floor at me on a packed Friday night had 1,000 questions, and I was just standing there contemplating life choices.
Yeah.
Because I've been in retail 11 years. I'm kind of over it. Everyone needs to...
What happened, what was it that you were able to... What was it that kept you from rage quitting?
I mean, I need money.
Well, that...
I need to survive.
Right.
So...
Yes.
But don't you think now, as a something-year-old,
yeah,
as opposed to, like, a 20-year-old, you kind of look at it a little differently, like, okay, let me take a deep breath, let me not act on emotions, let me not be reactive.
Absolutely.
Let me be proactive.
Yes.
And because really, like when you would say, when you message me and be like, God, I hate my manager or my boss, blah, 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 I'm just going to leave them. We'll show them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's not going to teach them a lesson,
right?
Because they don't give an F, obviously, which is why the store is in such a mess, but that's only going to affect you.
Right.
So what was like, you just kind of talked yourself off a ledge, or what?
I talked myself off a ledge. You helped me with that. You're like, listen, do whatever you want, but really, you should just focus on finding a new job first, which all made perfect sense. And in that moment, this all happened. I mean, I've been wanting to rage quit for like 4 months now.
Yeah.
This all accumulated over the last maybe 5 days where I was like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And I needed money. And I knew that the two other people on my management team would get the slack if I did anything stupid, and I didn't want them to suffer. So
mm-hmm.
that sense of team was like, shit, I can't just leave these two high and dry. Like, they've done so much for me. We're the only three that get it.
Yeah.
We've been through it together. We fight about it. We, you know, combat it with her about it. It's so much, but, you know, that was like a Friday night, and then I worked the rest of the weekend. I was also scheduled 8 days in a row, which isn't always horrible, but could have been prevented. It happens because other people get favoritism with their days off. And then you get the shitty end of the stick because you're just like, okay, whatever. And somebody called out and I wasn't made aware of it on
yeah.
my shift.
I mean, you were...
She knew about it and she didn't tell me, hey, you know, just so you know, this person's not showing up.
Right.
So 2 hours in when I'm super busy and I realize, oh, this person's not here. Where is she? Oh, she's not working today. Oh, okay, thanks. Helpful.
Right.
So I wonder what could be helpful for our listeners, though, from this
story.
Well,
I think the story to take away is that I think it's important to not stay in something that you don't like
mm-hmm.
because you feel trapped or because
right.
It's more comfortable than going out and finding something new.
Right.
True.
While I hated this job, I knew I was secure.
Yeah.
I knew I was doing everything in my power and there was nothing that could be held over me. Like, you're not doing your job, so you're getting a write-up and then you're going to get fired.
Right.
But, so that part was comforting. I'm like, oh, I don't have to look for something right now. But I knew in the first 6 weeks working there that this place was batshit crazy.
Well,
and go with your gut.
I also think that, like, there's never been a time where I haven't personally put effort into something, and every time I put effort into something, it's very fruitful.
Yeah,
like,
right.
For example, we booked a big private event in Florida in January, and we're so excited about that. I can't wait to get down to Florida and enjoy the sun and do this event for people that are great supporters of us and who we love, and they love us. But we were like, how great would it be? Because January is a slow time for us here. Maybe we could take 2 weeks away from New York and perform around Florida. We could drive down, you know.
We could have a good experience
out
of the whole thing.
An East Coast House of Mimosa tour.
Like a bus tour.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, but in a Fiat. In a
yeah.
Fiat.
In a
500. So we spent hours.
Trying to.
I say hours, not meaning like it was a lot of time, but
no.
Just hours shooting out emails with our press kit to potential venues and people we thought might be interested in booking us, or people we thought might know people who might want to be interested in booking us. And in one day, we've already got 2 gigs booked in addition to the private event in Florida for January.
That's great.
So, you know, I think it's just, and you with your job search, Yeah. So you ended up quitting the job.
I did quit the job. Probably not the most graceful way.
Well, no, you had no choice.
I had no choice.
You had no choice, basically.
Yeah, it was like being the captain of the Titanic. It was time to go.
Right,
yeah.
And also, you didn't have a choice because you showed up to give your resignation.
Right.
And to open the store because you were part of the management team.
Absolutely.
And your support staff, nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up.
And you are not allowed to open the store without
them. I'm not allowed to go into the building alone.
Right. So you were kind of in a situation where what were you going to do?
So I slipped my letter under the door and said, good day to you.
Yes, but you also emailed it.
I did,
and
I went back.
And you also called your
superior. And you explained.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
These were the reasons.
Right. I didn't want anyone to think, oh, Michelle went into the building by herself on her last day and tried to steal stuff.
Right.
No, I didn't.
Right.
I don't want to be associated with that.
Well, and also the rules are for your job, which you've shared with me before, because you've had the problem where you show up and your support
staff
isn't
there.
Nobody
else has.
That you can't go into the building alone.
Yeah, correct.
But what my original thought was that you've been off of the job for a day and a half, and you've already had how many interviews? Three?
Three.
Right. So it's really just a matter of motivating yourself to get up and go. And even with us, you know, I sometimes get insecure with booking us at, you know, straight venues where we're always successful, but I feel like, God, will they understand what we do? Will they get it? And on the flip side, I sometimes feel insecure about booking us at the gay venues because of all the Rue Girls. I mean, God, there's now like 100 Rue Girls that are being
saturated.
Yeah, and in our even in our meetings with Sherry Vine recently, she's talked with us about how, you know, years ago, all the queens that there were working and being paid well, and, you know, now it's difficult to get.
And places, you know, made them their shining stars.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I was glad to hear Sherry say that she was going through the same thing. But, you know, it's like that TV effect. You're on TV and people just go crazy. They're so excited to see somebody that's been on TV. You know,
of course,
you fall in love with someone's personality.
It's
so,
like, right. It's like falling in love with the character.
Yeah, I don't knock a Rue Girl for it. But,
no.
You know, it definitely has. Because we started a year before Drag Race started.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel like we see a, I don't know, a dip in how we're able to book stuff. I mean, it's definitely different now, today, than 7 or 8 years ago when we started. I feel like when we started, it was like, oh my God, we were booking everything all the time. And then even 3 years ago, we were booked. I mean, we were booked solid all of the time, all week long.
Yes.
Well,
and
I think season 4 of Drag Race is when that really started.
Yeah.
Like when the Sharon Needles season happened.
Yeah.
More, it became more mainstream, and people were kind of like, "Oh, wait, these people are—they're characters and they're entertainers. They're not just these beautiful drag queens, but they have backstory, and some are gritty, and like they're different." And
right.
I think that was the first time people were like, "Oh, wait, there's other elements to this." And then you see all these different kinds of drag queens, and they just want them.
Uh-huh.
They want because they're on TV, and because people now know that. It's like my obsession with wrestling. If friggin' John Cena walked past, they'd be like, "Hey!"
Well, God, hold
like
on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I also think of the flip side of that is that Drag Race has definitely opened a lot of doors.
I think it opened many doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the next couple of years. Because, you know, season 7, we've all said it, was not that dynamic of a season.
No.
And I also think, because it's a reality show, that people, the cast of Drag Race is not always, now I'm not saying that there's no talent on Drag Race, there is a lot of talent on Drag Race, but I don't think we always see the talent in a reality show. And so these people are being booked, I think, on the show more for their personality and less for their performance. So some of them are not performance queens, they're look queens.
Mm-hmm.
So these performance queens are now, they've gone through the show, and now they're thrown out there, and it's like, okay, you got to book gigs. And they're not a performance queen, they're a look queen, and they get on the stage at Lori Beachman, and they have to do an hour, and it sucks. It effing sucks. And so,
some people have different talents, and it's hard.
Right.
It's hard. You know, they're trying to sell tickets to a show now because they're famous,
right.
But they may not have the chops to prove it.
Right.
Girl, Posh Spice your way through it and figure it out.
Point and sister your way through that.
That's right.
I mean, you have to do it.
Oh, speaking of breaking news, I am so excited because just the other morning, okay, we've all heard the rumors of the Spice Girls 20th reunion, which is next year. I'm sorry, the Spice Girls 20-year anniversary is next year, the anniversary of Wannabe being released. And you all know that I'm a huge Spice Girl fan. I know. Oh, I was very, very young when that song came out.
I mean, it came out after I was, I mean, before I was born.
Right.
I don't.
Yes. And, and so there's been all these rumors, are they going to get together for the 20th anniversary? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And just the other morning, Jerry Halliwell was on a talk show and she said, I'm not saying too much because nothing is signed, sealed, and delivered. But she said that they have spoken about the fact that it's the 20th year anniversary and have spoken about the fact of should they do something.
I mean, it's
so
going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I mean, like,
why would it not? Mel B was tweeting
stuff.
Well, Mel B,
and
Mel B, Scary Spice, always says, we have got, she's always on board for a Spice Girl reunion, always.
But they were like, I think that they've been kind of like putting things out there. Little by little.
Yeah,
Mel C
said something like, should I start practicing my backflips?
Oh. Yeah.
Baby said, should I put my hair in pigtails?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you should.
Their last reunion did so well. They'd be stupid not to do it again.
Oh, my God.
And that was, I never saw them when they were first time around, but I went to that reunion concert, and it was magical. I was instantly, 11 years old again.
Uh-huh.
I went with a couple girlfriends. We all dressed up.
Yeah, it's so fun.
There was mothers there with their young daughters, because... You know, people of my age have now had children, and they're like, you're coming with me to this concert. And I would imagine it's like how my aunt felt taking me to my first Madonna concert.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
Like, it's like passing the torch.
Why don't we turn it over to DJ Anita B?
We need to spice up our lives.
For some Spice Girls.
Spice up your life.
And I need a pep break.
Baby, heart is never.
DJ Anita B here, curating all the music for House of Mimosa, the podcast. That was the Spice Girls from their second album, Spice World, with Never Give Up on the Good Times. One of my favorites. God, I freaking love the Spice Girls. Of course, I gotta talk to you about today's sponsor, Audible.com. Audible.com has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word products. That's right. When you're going to and from work, you can listen to your favorite book on tape or other audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. That's H-O-M for House of Mimosa. So go on over to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast for your free 30-day trial and free audiobook of your choice now. Now back to Travis, Stephen, and Michelle. I really hate to go from the Spice Girls to this, but we have got to talk about...
From high to low.
We've got to talk about this Kim Davis issue. Now, Kim Davis issue is the Kentucky councilwoman?
No, county clerk.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
County clerk
who refuses to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
Exactly.
Because of her religious beliefs.
Because of her religious beliefs. Now, she... went to jail for this.
Yes.
And for 6 days.
For 6 days. And now, was she released on bail or this?
That
this
I'm not
I don't
sure
know.
Of, but probably
so
on bail.
We're like E! News. You shouldn't really pay too much attention to us for the actual news. But
right.
The gist of the deal is that she went to jail for a few days. She was released. She was joined by some Republican candidates.
Mike Huckabee. Was on stage with her.
Yes. And it really, I can't believe... I watched the video, and it actually kind of scared me because of the people cheering her on and the way she was acting. And she came out to Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. I mean, it's really just a mess. Now, I have to say, this is something I didn't know. I watched a news clip, an actual news clip, where they explained that she was offered, I don't know by who, her higher-ups or whatever, to be free of issuing gay marriage licenses. She wouldn't have to do it.
Okay.
That other people she worked with could issue them.
Okay.
Right.
But her problem was that her name was still going to be on their certificate because she's
the
county clerk.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I understand.
So it's really, you know, if that's how strong she is in her belief, I feel that she really shouldn't be doing that job.
She shouldn't have that job then.
Because, you know, we live in a country that I'm very proud to say that we can all believe what we want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
We can all live how we want to live. And church is separate from state.
Yes,
because
I understand.
The United States is made up of all different cultures and all different religions and all different backgrounds and all different races. And that's what makes the United States the freaking United States.
Yes.
I don't know.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. So nobody's arguing... that whatever your opinions are, this woman's religious, her interpretation of her religious beliefs is that same-sex couples should not get married. Fine, you're entitled to that opinion. But when that affects your job, that's a problem.
Mm.
If I was a vegetarian...
Well, given the job that she is, that she has.
Right,
yes.
But even if I'm a vegetarian and I work at Stop and Shop, I can't say, no, I can't ring up your ham or
right.
your turkey cold cuts because I don't believe in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're not boar's heads.
Do you know what I
yeah.
mean? Like,
well,
that's not acceptable. So
yeah.
if you... And they were working with her. They said, great, you don't have to issue those marriage licenses.
We'll get Joe Schmo to do it.
Exactly. But you work there. You need to make that decision then.
Yeah.
Well, she thinks that she is taking a stand and that people will rally with her and that she will change something.
Right.
Which nothing will ever be changed again.
And
it's
a
law.
It's so funny.
It's a law. It's the law of the land now.
Right.
So
yeah.
there's nothing she can do, and there isn't anything anybody else can do anymore.
Right.
So now it has to. It is a law, and you have
right.
to abide by it.
Right. So I've been seeing people post about how she's like the new Rosa Parks, and it's
wow.
I'm like, I can't even. Are you effing kidding me?
But
and there's
wait,
this new meme.
It's a reverse Rosa
well,
Parks.
No, no.
Right.
So then there's this new meme going out that has Rosa Parks' face, and it says Kim Davis is nothing like Rosa Parks. Kim Davis is more like the bus driver who refused to drive the bus because Rosa Parks wouldn't sit in the back.
Right. Rosa Parks was sticking up for equal rights for everybody.
Right.
I should be able to sit wherever I want. Kim Davis is saying everyone should get married, but not them.
Right.
Exactly.
Not these people.
Right.
But I also feel like, obviously it's in the news, but I feel like everyone's giving so much attention to it. And literally, if it was not blown up so much, it would kind of, like, have just gone away by now.
But yeah. This is what happens now in our culture.
Absolutely.
Everything gets blown up.
But right. Everyone's now giving... Now this woman, like, if you
right.
look Eye of the Tiger
She's
up on Google,
because
I saw that Survivor's now suing
yes.
These people for using Eye of the Tiger during this. They're like,
I'm sure
this
they
is
can.
Not what we want. Right, because
right.
they didn't have copyright use of that song.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But I was like, is that who sang that song? So I Googled Eye of the Tiger. And Kim Davis is the first thing that pops up now. And
she's ruined Rocky for me.
It's,
yes, she's
it's,
ruined Rocky.
But, like, we're giving so much attention to it, negative, positive, whatever. And if everyone, in this is a general blanket statement, in anything, just let it friggin' go.
You know, I struggle a lot.
It's like, all right.
I struggle a lot with my social media through House of Mimosa and Anita.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like my job is to provide stress relief for people, a place where people can have fun or laugh at something. And so I try to keep my social media
light
along those lines.
Yeah.
But, you know, I see stuff like this, and I see, even more importantly, this whole refugee situation over in Europe and the, what is it, like Turkey and Greece
and Syria.
Syria and the whole.
Yes.
And it's.
And how
you know,
all these people are going to have to flee their home.
Are, well, they are. They,
yeah.
are. They are.
And they're going to Europe and
yeah.
they're asking the U.S. to take people.
But
and
that's not our business.
But but what I'm saying is, sure, it's
Sorry.
Not our... Well, it's not our country, right? Okay, so
yeah.
I definitely don't want to get in like a heated super debate. But
no, not
it's not our country, but I don't think it's not our problem.
No,
I don't think we're a country that...
these problems become bigger.
Well, they become bigger. And the
yes.
reason they're being... like, I saw an interview with one of the refugees, and he said that he was in, like, the Taliban kicked them out, and that he was separated from his family because he had learned English in school. The Taliban thought he was working with other countries and that he was an enemy or something. So they, like, separated him from his family and kicked, he
and
had to flee the country.
He had to flee, like, all these
so
people are, have nowhere
to
go.
To me, the bigger picture is the Taliban, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and terrorism, and, like, this just shouldn't be happening. And if we are watching that anyway, the point of the story is there's a
if
lot
turn
more
a
important
blind
shit
eye to it.
No,
then
no,
it's
the point
worse.
Of my what I want to say is that
yeah.
there's so much more important things going on in the world than goddamn effing
Kim
Davis.
Kim Davis.
Really,
yeah.
And really there's a lot more important things in the world than even gay marriage, really.
True.
I mean, I, as a gay man, I'm very happy that it has now become
course.
The law that
we're
it's,
always
we
for
have,
gay
right.
rights,
yeah,
but
obviously.
You know, there are other large
yes.
large world and economic issues also here.
Like, let's talk about
well
another bigger
worldly.
Problem, the fact that Kate Jenner is a Republican.
Yeah.
No, she did this very controversial interview on Ellen.
I didn't see it either.
I haven't seen
we
it
haven't
either.
We've only heard bits and pieces.
We've heard
yeah.
bits and pieces.
We're a little bit more reputable than The Onion, but
that's, this is
a
true.
Little bit less than E! News.
This
exactly.
is true.
Is where we fit.
Yes. Do not come to us for
yeah,
the news
no.
source. But apparently Kate Jenner is not really for gay marriage. This is my understanding. I haven't seen the interview. But apparently she's not for gay marriage. She's Republican. And she is also... there was something else that she had said, too, that they were talking about that's a big deal. I can't remember.
Is
but,
that why I saw something about Ellen being on Howard Stern and she was talking about that? That he
I don't
was
know if that's why she was on Howard Stern.
Marriage.
But...
Well, no, she was on for...
Right, she was on Howard Stern.
Yeah.
You know, advertising herself, but... I think she mentioned something about
yeah they talked about a little
Kate Jenner
yeah
not,
absolutely
yeah.
you know
and Ellen had a really great point. She said that Ellen said you know I don't really understand no I can't say that I really get Bruce's Caitlin's situation
yeah.
I can't really say that
I
get
I understand
it or understand
or I
it,
get it
but I want her to be happy I
okay.
want her to be happy if this is what makes her happy that's great. Who am I to say no?
And you know, and who
but
are we
I
to
would
say...
let me tell you what I
oh.
liked about Ellen.
Oh, great.
She said that, and she said, and I would like Caitlin to feel that same way for me.
Right.
Like, Caitlin should want me to be happy, too.
Just
you know?
Everybody.
That makes
right.
sense. I mean, you know, we're watching her, and we're watching her life, and, you know, we're pro her, and, you know, great for her, and everything going on in her life is great and fabulous, and we're pro you. Why can't she be pro us? You know,
right.
she's got a rally of people, like, you know, for her.
Well, she's very... She's very separated from the LGBT. My God.
LGBTQ.
LMNOP.
Yes.
I think it's LGBTQI now.
Yes.
What's I?
She's very separated from that community, right? Because she lived the life that she lived that was not, she was not part of the gay community.
Well, she was a rich white man for
right.
most of her life.
Right. And then had the funds and the tools and resources
mm-hmm.
to be able to go through the transition pretty quickly and pretty steadily.
That,
and,
you know,
and compared
right.
to most transgendered people, she kind of went through it pretty easily.
Absolutely.
Comparatively, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she is not really part of the community. Not really. And we're watching her show and I, you know, understand and appreciate that she's trying to learn and she's trying to make herself part of the community.
I think it's very important.
But I've actually always thought that trans people being part of the gay and lesbian community is a little weird. Because I would think as a trans person, you know, they always say being transsexual has nothing to do with your sexual identity.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like, those two things are separate. And being gay and being lesbian is about your sexual identity.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've always personally just thought, you know, not that I don't think they don't belong, but I just think it's always been
then
to
it's
me
grouped
like
together all,
yeah, I've always
kind of
found it.
Pot
yeah,
of
I've
its
always
own, but
kind of thought it was a little weird that it was all grouped together.
It mm-hmm. kind of goes under like it, the general queer, anyone
right.
who's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that normal now? Isn't
that's
that
true.
Like freaking normal now?
And nothing's black and white anymore.
No,
like I
it's
think
not.
Sexuality, gender identity, all of that kind of it just is.
Sexuality is a fluid thing, and I'd like to
gender
keep your fluids to yourself.
Gender
like,
fluid.
You know, I identify as a straight woman. I love men. However, I look at some women sometimes and I'm like, given the right circumstances, if I was
enough beers.
Persuaded, I
oh
might be
God.
Like, all right.
Are you a two-beer queer, Michelle?
Oh my
I'm not a two-beer queer.
I feel that way with girls sometimes.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's not that black and white. I think, like, when Courtney Actress went on Drag Race, I was
Courtney
like,
Act.
I'm very
yep.
sexually confused. Because here I am, an identifying straight woman, who's looking at this gay man who's dressed as a woman, and I'm very sexually attracted to Courtney Act.
To Courtney Act.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, Michelle.
But it's still a man, so
mm-hmm.
what does that mean? But it doesn't have to mean anything.
No, yeah.
It can
have
just
to mean
be.
Anything.
People don't understand. I appreciate what Ellen said with, like, I don't understand it, but I want everyone to be happy. And I just, like, I have some friends that I've gotten into heated debates about, because they're like, oh, I think transgender is, like, a mental illness. That's fine if you believe that, but leave them be. They're
well,
not
don't
hurting
you want
anybody.
Anyone, like, I mean, okay, there are lots of different types of mental illnesses.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean I don't want those people to be happy.
Right. Are you against depressed people?
Right.
Yeah.
Are you against people who have anxiety?
I am against hoarders, because I watched an episode
oh
last night.
Oh, my God.
I love hoarders.
Hoarders is something that is incredible.
Hoarders is one of those things where it's like, if you ever just really want to feel like you're living the best life you can possibly live, watch Hoarders.
But
holy
at times
holy.
I'm like, oh, maybe I'm a little bit like that.
I mean,
well, that
we
makes me
have,
feel guilty about any little tiny mess I've got in my life.
We all have
too.
A little bit of a hoarding tendency.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
But
they're
I
like,
can't believe
how
the
many candles
that
are in your room, Travis?
They're like, I know. They're
I
like,
can't believe the people that will start shitting in bags and throwing it in their tub.
They're like, Jonathan started by collecting candles. I was like, I collect candles. I collect candles.
I
oh my God.
Bridget's DVD collection was out of control. Oh my God.
I know. Meanwhile, Michelle doesn't have one more shelf space left for
nothing.
DVDs. Yeah. It's,
oh my God.
Yeah. And now Hoarders is on. What did we watch on Hulu? Oh, yeah.
Hulu.
So
we're
going
to have to watch one after this.
I don't know if I can watch Hulu.
Like we've mentioned, we don't have cable. So whatever's on Hulu is our life.
Right.
Yeah,
like we
basically.
Have to find
Hulu
one
Netflix.
Thank you, Hulu. We also got into another new show called Monica the Medium.
Oh, Monica
yes.
the Medium.
I really kind of liked it.
I kind of liked it, too. I'm a big fan, though, of the Long Island Medium.
Let me give a little preface that if you haven't seen Monica the Medium, it's very similar to Long Island Medium, except she's a young college girl.
It meets, like, the Babysitter's Club, I feel
it's
like.
Kind of like Long Island Medium meets the Babysitter's Club.
Yes.
It's kind of like Long Island Medium meets The Hills.
Have
okay.
Eyes.
Would that be fair
no,
to say?
No, not The Hills Have Eyes. That's different.
Because it's about her and her girlfriends, and they're all roommates.
Yes.
They're in college together.
They're in
she's
college.
Only 21.
She's very young.
She's very young.
She's
and
very gifted.
Yes, but she's very specific.
She's very specific.
Yes.
She gives a lot more information than I feel like the Long Island Medium gives.
She does.
Very
I
specific.
I think that the Long Island Medium is a little more religious, and sometimes that comes through in her readings and in the way
but
she interprets
stuff. But why
would
that make it so she couldn't be specific, do you think?
No. I think it's that doesn't have anything to do with her not being specific
oh.
enough. But I also think that this young girl has started at a very early age, and I don't think the Long Island Medium started at that young of an age trying to hone in on the talent that is being a medium.
I think the Long Island Medium is very aware that there's a camera on her. And so when she says things like, I see something about a pink straw, and they're like, oh my god, me and my mom loved pink straws. She's like, oh my god! It's almost like she's celebrating she got something right.
Yeah.
It's almost like, oh shit, I guess that one, I pulled that out of my ass. All right, let's run with that for a little while.
I don't think Long Island Medium guesses.
I don't think
I
she
really
does either,
think
but
so
I think
either.
Her delivery makes it, like, I could be like,
well,
I'm feeling an energy of a man, and then they kind of just spill everything. Whereas Monica the Medium was
she
reading
tells
somebody.
Them to be quiet, yeah.
Well, maybe
right.
She's a smarter girl and knows how to execute her.
Well, listen,
talk
listen to what Michelle's going to say.
Better.
Well, when Monica the Medium was reading this boy, she's like, I'm feeling something about, there's like a book. And he's like, oh my god, me and my dad read this book. She's like, no, just stop. There's a book. And
she's
this
like,
is
don't
what the book,
me,
don't tell me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I'm
yeah.
giving the reading.
Yeah.
And like, she doesn't want that extra information.
Yeah.
Because, like, I watch Long Island Medium, and I feel like I can go on the subway and do that to anybody for a nickel. Like, anyone can be at
no,
I like my Long Island Medium.
Me too. I love her. And, you know, I know there's a lot of skeptics around the Long Island Medium, but
no.
I'm like, she's, you know, even if she's a complete fraud, she makes people feel good.
Right.
You know? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. These people who get readings from her want to believe that what she's saying is truth, and if it makes them feel better, then great. Great.
Right.
But Monica is very specific. The only thing I don't like about the show is that it's very, like...
I can't find a boyfriend.
But not only that, but it's like, their cutaways and the images that we see, it's very, like, dramatic.
Yes.
Very, like, I don't know, just a little dramatic.
I think The Hills was a good description.
I don't like how the production value.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
But I think it's in its first season, so
it
should do better.
But we've only seen the first two episodes.
And it's on ABC Family, so maybe they
It is on ABC Family.
Yeah,
so
it's a little different than TLC that knows how to do reality.
So check out the Long Island Medium. No, the Monica.
Check out the Long Island Medium.
And check out Monica the Medium. She's fabulous.
Thugs and bad men. Punks and lifers. Strong out.
to all of our fans and supporters that have been posting on Anita's page about pumpkin spice being back at Starbucks. But you don't have to worry about it because Anita is a VIP member with her Starbucks card.
Oh, yeah.
And got the... I was sent a...
Yeah, what was this you were telling me about?
So it's... They sent a... Like a... like
exclusive?
Secret code.
Oh, what is this? Because I got it too.
Yeah. So, like 2 weeks before Pumpkin Spice Latte was officially released, they sent out a thing to all the, like... What, gold members or whatever?
Yeah.
Gold member!
Gold member!
Oh. With, like, a thing that was, like...
Release your pumpkin spice early.
Yeah, release your pumpkin spice early type thing. And then it sent you, like, a passcode.
Wow.
And you brought it to Starbucks and you gave it to the barista and they gave you a pumpkin spice. So I did have my first pumpkin spice latte of the season already. And I'm so happy because you'll know... From the past 2 years, we did a couple YouTube videos of Anita talking about her love
PSL.
Of pumpkin. PSL. About Anita loving PSL.
and pumpkin scone.
Her pumpkin scone.
She loves it. Well, the second year that we did a video, we found out that the ingredient that they use causes cancer.
But what doesn't, really?
Well, seriously. Okay. So last year was the second year we did the video.
Yeah.
I didn't have it. Once I found that out, I didn't have it anymore. But this year, apparently, there's a new recipe. It's made with real pumpkin, apparently. And I have to tell you, it's delicious.
Ooh.
Not much of a difference that I could tell.
You couldn't tell?
I could not tell. No,
okay.
I wouldn't have known. But it was delicious. I freaking love it. It's so good. All this pumpkin spice stuff is really ridiculous. Like,
it's
I don't love everything that's flavored pumpkin spice. In fact, someone posted on my wall, Pep Boys, it was a picture of, like, Pep Boys, like, an automotive store.
Yeah.
And on the sign out front, it said, it's back, pumpkin spice tires.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny. It was a joke.
This is crazy.
I
went to Stop and Shop. There was a whole, as soon as I walked in, there was a whole display of pumpkin everything.
Yeah.
Syrup.
Yeah.
Confections.
Yes.
Like,
really
I was.
Good.
Well, I think the thing that's exciting to me is the change of season.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love... In the Northeast here, we get the full four seasons, and it's kind of fun going from super hot, sticky New York summer to comfortable fall, pretty.
Yeah. Fall in New York is probably one of the best times here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
See, my favorite is spring because I get a little kind of introverted during the winter, a little like depressed during the winter, and so when spring comes and it's nice out... It makes me feel good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else about spring making us feel a little...
Because
we've talked about that before.
About springtime.
Well, you know, making us feel a little horny.
Like the rabbits?
Yes, sometimes.
I'm talking about how beautiful spring is.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we've had conversations about
that. Get
your
mind out of the
game. Like some fun stuff.
Well, that'll be... I think we've mentioned on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spring
no.
is sprung
sometimes. No, springtime makes me look
Woo.
At a fire hydrant like I could take it.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, fall is probably my second favorite season. And I like the thought of, like, it's fall time
Sweater
and
weather.
Winter is coming.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the winter we had last year. I thought we did
Whoa.
We got a lot of snow, but
it
wasn't
was
like storms.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't like full massive snowstorms where
right.
it was like we had to stay in the house.
January
constantly.
Was bad.
Yes.
Because I remember the last time I rage quit a job was
yeah.
back in January. This is becoming a thing for me.
This is a thing.
Future employers, my name is Stella.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but January was horrible, and I had to go on a job interview for this new job that I ended up hating in the middle of a friggin' blizzard.
Yeah.
They're like, we're holding interviews today during a blizzard. I was like, why are you
I guess
work?
It's a little different because we have a home office.
I
but I remember last winter being kind of just nice.
It wasn't
like,
horrible.
There was snow,
it
and it was usually white. It wasn't always dirty.
Yeah.
Right.
You could get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas the winter before was, like,
horrible.
Oh, and here we are, like, the Golden Girls talking about the weather.
Yep.
Well,
now, you like the Dunkin' Donuts, Michelle, pumpkin
I
spice.
I do. I used to work at Starbucks, so I had my fill of the pumpkins and all the flavors there. And I was always hit and miss with the pumpkin. Before I worked there, it would be like, sometimes I love it, sometimes I hate it. It depends on who makes it.
I'm like that.
The past 2 years, though, the pumpkin has tasted off to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like the salted caramel mocha.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that. But Dunkin' Donuts is a lot cheaper, and I do enjoy their pumpkin flavor. So if anyone's looking for an alternative, it's pretty close.
You like the D&D?
I do like
See,
the D&D.
See, now for me, D&D is, like, always too sweet.
Yes.
But you can ask for less pumps.
You can ask for less pumps.
I guess,
I always accommodate my drink with you know, the amount
well,
of
I taught you
sweetener
some tips
I like.
And tricks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have, actually, because I don't like my stuff that sweet, and I like the flavor of dark coffee, so
right.
I'm always like, I want this, but can I have only 3 pumps of that and 4 pumps of this?
They love you over there.
Oh, they love me.
Yeah.
He's a Starbucks dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, back to our YouTube videos. We've been, like, hard at work on our YouTube channel. Like, you know, I mean, it comes and goes. Like, sometimes I feel like we're too busy to do videos, and it's a lot of work setting them up and getting ready and then editing them and then posting them. And, you know, we do it all ourselves. But
we have some fun stuff on there.
I mean, recently we posted a 3-part video that is about Anita Marie. Anita
oh,
Marie.
What?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Well,
am I on crack? Which is about Anita being told by Dr. Mr. Buffum that they have to make some cutbacks, and so they had to fire her driver.
Yes.
And so Anita comes up with a scheme where Jean Marie's going to be her driver, but the only problem is Jean Marie doesn't have her license. So there's a 3-part video series where Jean Marie tries to get her license, and it all culminates in the 3rd video with Jean Marie on an actual phone call with Ferrari Driving School, and it's hysterical.
Oh, and I'd like
so
to say
funny.
That I'm pretty sure this was all inspired by me going to Ferrari
yes,
Driving School.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. That's funny. That's funny.
So,
funny.
I'm a little bit of a muse, if you will.
You, such a
oh,
muse.
Such a muse.
Well,
look
you are a Queens girl.
I am.
Born and raised.
You are a Queens
Ferrari
girl.
Ferrari Driving School.
So it's an actual phone call with Steven playing Jean Marie calling Ferrari Driving School. I had to leave the room. I was laughing. I couldn't. I had to leave the room while he did it.
It was a really fun thing.
So I know you were trying to use an app that recorded both ends of
yes.
the phone call and it cut off.
Yes.
But Steven, what was this woman's
she was
reaction?
Fine.
You
know what? It really, I really believe that she believed me. She really thought I was this woman calling in about this. She didn't really laugh at me. It was just all this natural conversation back and forth. I really wish the other side of the phone call was
you know
there.
What? I know. I was so upset the app we were using we hadn't used before, and either
yeah.
we didn't use it correctly or
yeah.
it didn't work.
We couldn't get it to work.
But
all.
It's still funny with Jean Marie's one
oh,
side.
Oh, absolutely.
Can we play a clip of it?
Yeah.
Let's do
it.
That.
Okay, so this is Steven as Jean Marie talking to Whitney at Ferrari Driving School about how she can go about getting her license.
A.K.A. Carmen.
Take a listen to this.
All right, that's okay. Yeah, honey, I've driven many a time. Thank God, if it's ever pulled over. But well, I actually was pulled over a few times. But you know, that was back in the day, and I, you know, they let slip because I, you know, I showed them a little. You know how girls do when the cops pull them over, or you know. Oh God. Well, I'm telling you too much. All right, so I could do an evaluation, is what you're saying, and then it could cost me less. So basically, okay, so in the best case scenario, I go in and I'm a great driver, right? And so how much would that cost if basically he evaluates me and I'm practically ready for the road test? Oh, well, 180 is better, honey. That's flexible. You know, that's feasible with God, honey. You know. Nowadays it's very hard with the economy the way it is. It's really bad. It's really bad. Well, thank you so much, Carmen. I'm so glad that you were able to assist me. Wait. Oh, Whitney. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Whitney. Oh, God. You know, I was calling this place and that place. So, all right. I'm so sorry, Whitney. Thank you so much. Oh, that's right. Sure. Please do. My name is Gina Marie. No, Gina Marie is, that's kind of like my first middle name, you know. The last name is Ritali. It's RITALE. And the email is Gina M. Ritali, RITT, that's the TALE, @gmail.com. No, actually, this is my best friend's number, so I'm going to have to give you my phone number because it's a pay-as-you-go. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, honey. I mean, you've been a really great help, Carmen. Oh, that's right. I'm so... Oh, God, honey, keep doing that. Because the last call I had was Carmen. Yeah, she was a lovely girl. Carmen, you're Whitney. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. You've been such a lovely help. All right, you too, honey. Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
So I edited that video, and so I've heard it 100,000 times, but while I was editing it, I was pissing myself.
Poor Carmen.
I'm so upset that we did not get Carmen's side of the conversation.
Whitney.
Well, you guys, please check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa, and make sure you subscribe here to our podcast on iTunes, and also subscribing to our videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've got some exciting stuff coming up. And you being subscribed really helps motivate us and keep us going. And we really love all the positive feedback. If you've got something you want us to talk about, let us know. You can hashtag HOM podcast in your social network, social media. And let us know what you want us to talk about.
Look at us being all fancy.
I love it. Ooh. I love it. Well, thanks, guys. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast, brought to you by Audible. Visit audibletrial.com/HOM podcast for a free 30-day trial membership and a free audiobook of your choice. Produced and edited by Travis Barr, with music curated by me, DJ Anita B, including the songs Body Talk by Foxes, Never Give Up on the Good Times by the Spice Girls, Dream On by Robin, and I Drove All Night by Cyndi Lauper. Subscribe to our podcast by searching House of Mimosa in iTunes and click subscribe. Want to see us? Check us out on our YouTube channels, Sunday Morning Mimosa and Buff and Beautiful. For more on DJ Anita B and to book us live for your next event, visit thehouseofmimosa.com. That's the H-A-U-S of Mimosa, M-I-M-O-S-A.com. Now, why don't you go ahead and share this podcast on your Facebook page? You know you want to. I go where he